Journey Towards God Realization. Anthropology, the study of human beings, has delved deeply into the nature of humanity, revealing that the concept of God is intricately woven into human existence. Every person, regardless of background, is born with an inherent awareness of God. This concept is not just an abstract idea, it is a fundamental part of human consciousness, driving people to seek meaning and purpose in life. This innate awareness compels humans to search for explanations for their existence and the world around them. However, due to human limitations, this search often leads to a sense of helplessness. This helplessness can only be alleviated by recognizing a being greater than themselves, God. Experience shows that every human life is filled with unfulfilled desires, and it is God alone who provides hope for their fulfillment. The Quran reassures us of this divine support. When my servants ask you about me, say that I am near. I respond to the call of one who calls, whenever he calls to me. 2:186 Human beings, by their nature, seek conviction in their lives, a sense of certainty that can only be fully realized through a relationship with God. Without this divine connection, life's journey can feel aimless and unfulfilled. The Quran emphasizes the importance of remembering God in all aspects of life. Surely in the remembrance of God hearts can find comfort. 13:28 Studies show that belief in God is universal. Even those who claim to be atheists often call out to God in moments of crisis. This universal tendency suggests that belief in God is not merely a cultural artifact but a deeply ingrained part of human nature. However, the question arises, human beings, by their nature, seek conviction in their lives. A sense of certainty that can only be fully realized through a relationship with God. Without this divine connection, life's journey can feel aimless and unfulfilled. Why do so many who profess belief in God still feel disconnected from divine blessings? Why do they lack peace of mind despite their faith? The answer lies in the distinction between true belief in God and the ritualistic belief that is bereft of heart and soul. One such scholar was the Bengali Dr. Nishakant Chattopadhyay, who addressed this issue in a 1904 lecture in Hyderabad, later published as a booklet. He argued that all religions revealed before the 7th century AD initially presented the concept of one God, but over time, their original texts were altered by followers. As a result, the true concept of God became distorted and could not be preserved. Many people may say they believe in God, but in practice, they associate other entities with him. Whether it is the deification of historical figures, the worship of natural phenomena like the sun or moon, or the elevation of human reasoning above divine revelation, these practices divert true devotion from God. One should embark on a journey to discover the creator of the universe, a quest that leads to profound understanding and purpose. As a guide on this path, we consult the Quran, the divine revelation that has been preserved in its original form for over 1,400 years. God says, "It is we who have sent down the reminder, and we will, most surely, safeguard it." 15:9 This preservation is a testament to the Quran's authenticity, and its role as a timeless source of guidance. According to the Quran, God is one, the creator and sustainer of all that exists. He is a living, personal God who is fully aware of human needs and responds to them. God's guidance is provided through his prophets, culminating in the final revelation of the Quran. The Quran is not just a book of laws but a guide to understanding the divine nature and establishing a relationship with God. Many people, through their own experiences, have testified that the Quran provided them with the concept of God they had been seeking all their lives. They found in the Quran God who fulfills the deepest needs of the human heart, God who is compassionate, just, and all-powerful. The Quran affirms, "This is the book. There is no doubt in it. It is a guide for those who are mindful of God." 2:2 Many people, through their own experiences, have testified that the Quran provided them with the concept of God they had been seeking all their lives. They found in the Quran God who fulfills the deepest needs of the human heart, God who is compassionate, just, and all-powerful. In every age, humanity has sought knowledge of God to satisfy the natural inclination toward the divine. The Quran, revealed in the 7th century, has been preserved perfectly, providing a reliable source for seekers of truth. As the Quran itself testifies, do they not ponder on the Quran? If it had been from anyone other than God, they would have found much inconsistency in it. 482. The concept of God, as presented in the Quran, provides the answers to what our earthly life is all about, the creation plan of our Creator for us, and what awaits us in the life after death. "I made a mistake" is only a sentence of four words. However, it is difficult in the present world to find even four people who may utter this line. The only words that exist in the dictionary of the people are, "You are at fault." Their dictionary is empty with the words, "I am at fault." People do not accept their own fault at any cost, even at the cost of truth. Therefore, in trying not to acknowledge their single mistake, they continue to commit lots of mistakes. The beginning of developing a positive personality is acknowledging one's mistakes. Excerpt from the book, The Secret of Success by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan.